And so now I invite you, if you have not already done so, to close your outer eyes, become comfortable in your seats wherever you are, and take a deep cleansing breath. Feel your body relax and your mind clear. And as you continue breathing in and breathing out, feel spirit moving through you in this sacred moment. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place, in whatever place you are. And so just be willing to open your heart to allow you to prepare your journey into the inner sanctuary of your own soul. Right here, right now, know and feel the power of the one presence and one power enfolding you, breathing you, expressing as you. You live and move and have your being in divine goodness, divine wholeness, divine love. There is a power within you greater than any power in the world, a power of pure, unconditional love, guiding light, soothing peace, sustaining strength, and pure goodness. Let the awareness of the Christ presence fill your heart and soul. And in this consciousness, know that made in the image and likeness of God, you are a perfect, complete expression of divine wholeness. You are the love of God, the light of God, the peace of God on this earth. This is your divine inheritance. This is your sacred purpose. Breathing into this reality, into the pure divine love that you are. Remember, when Jesus used the word prayer, the Aramaic word was pal'al, and it meant believing oneself to be wondrously made. Created in divine wholeness, you are wondrously made. And so in this consciousness now, I'd like to invite you to begin by taking the 18-inch journey from your head to your heart. Just picture a light going from your head down to your heart space and focus for a moment on your heart. Feel your heart soften and expand. Breathe deeply, release, and imagine the breath flowing in and out from your heart. See yourself surrounded and enfolded in a beautiful white light that is pure energy, pure love. You are in the light is in you. All the love, all the peace, all the harmony and wisdom you will ever need is right here, right now. For just a moment, breathe in this self-compassion and self-love. Now know, this is the truth that sets you free. In full consciousness of this love and power, I invite you to invite any person or situation you might be holding enmity about to gently surface. Fillmore said, "Divine love dissolves anything unlike itself." Feel that love that God is, that love that you are, dissolving whatever needs to be dissolved. Any feelings of resentment, any feelings of hatred, any feelings of anger. Say to the person or situation, "Thank you. Thank you for showing me where I was not connected to my wholeness." Do this for a few moments in the silence. And now, ever so gently, let us all return with clarity and a new awareness, silently affirming, "I now attract myself to everyone and everything that is part of the divine pattern of my life. I now align myself in perfect divine love. We join together this morning in deep appreciation for the unconditional love of God that lives in us all. We resolve to let no person or situation take away our power, our peace. We know that our presence, our love, blesses all those in this spiritual community, in our lives, and in the world. And we are so grateful. We say, in the name of the Christ, thank you, God. Amen.